by focusing on soil health, we can get more nutrient-dense vegetables. By eating more nutrient-dense food, we are feeding microbiome inside ourselves that can be more resilient to the challenges that our bodies face, whether it's, you know, a new virus or, you know, whatever we're exposed to, we will be stronger and more resilient at fighting that. And that all starts for me by feeding the soil.
Welcome to Time to Heal, a podcast about hope and healing. In a world where there are so many ways to suffer, let's talk about how we heal. My name is Emily Yannazelli, and today I'm talking to Emma Jagaz from Moon Valley Farm about organic farming.
Well, hi, everyone. I am Emma Jagaz. I am the founding farmer at Moon Valley Farm and a mom of two. I raise organic vegetables for a living, and I raise my kids alongside it.
That's an awesome introduction. I love that. Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast today. We know each other because we were part of your CSA back in, I think, 2015. I think it was like the first year that we lived in Baltimore. And that was so fun. I have such fond memories of like coming up and picking up the vegetables and seeing the chickens and watching things grow. I know that all the listeners know what a farmer is and what a farm is and what organic vegetables are. But let's like imagine for a minute that there's someone who doesn't know what organic farming is. Can you just talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. Organic farming it's a life immersed career. I live and breathe my job in a way that people who go to work that's outside of their home don't experience. I wake up early in the mornings all year round. I have to adjust my plans according to the weather and according to the season every day. I spend time on tractors. I spend time planting seeds. I spend time transplanting. Working with others on my team who help grow the vegetables. We harvest vegetables early in the morning. We wash them in the afternoons, and we prepare for deliveries. Farming, I think, maybe is obviously those things, but farming also is fixing broken equipment. It's also creating, like building new things. It's also sending emails and calling customers, asking for orders or asking for them to pay their debts. There's a huge amount of diversity in the organic farming task list throughout the seasons, so I just feel flung along with the weather while holding steady to the plans that I made many months before.
How did you become a farmer? Did you grow up on a farm? Were you always, you obviously weren't always a farmer, but like, how did you get into this?
I am a first generation farmer. I am self-taught. I never, ever considered the idea that I might be a farmer. Never once in my childhood.
Do you know that was actually my dream job as a child?
Wow. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. And here we are.
Well, so I went to college for American Studies and Women's Studies. And I was really concerned about the state of the world. I had learned about all of the activist groups that have challenged and changed policies throughout the United States and across the world. And I wondered if I could see myself doing that, pursuing change in that sort of way. And I realized after some years of volunteering with these college-based organizations, that wasn't for me. I wasn't, you know, a picket sign holder. I wasn't, you know, someone trying to convince people of power to change their minds on certain policies. I think that work is so important, but it just didn't fulfill me. And it didn't, you know, answer my purpose. And so I went to kind of seek that. And in the meantime, I got married and had a child. And when I got pregnant, and when I was pregnant with my first child, I started really reading all of those mom-to-be books and learning about how to be healthy during pregnancy. And something, I just latched onto the idea that arugula was something I could eat for baby brain development to help encourage the DHA vitamins in the fetus's brain, at this certain week. And so I just started like gorging, healthfully gorging on arugula. And so I spent so much money on arugula that I started to get concerned about it, blowing my budget. And I sought a different way to feed myself and my growing fetus more arugula. So I bought arugula seeds and I built a salad table, which is like a raised bed that you can put on sawhorses. And I put this on my apartment balcony and I started growing arugula so I could, you know, cut it. And then the next couple of days I could cut it again. And I just became obsessed with growing food. You know, it was so easy and it was really rewarding. And it was something that I thought was making myself and my baby healthy. And so it just felt so great. So I got the garden bug. You know, I had a couple peppers and tomatoes, and I also started an in-ground garden at my parents' house, which was about a half hour away at the time. And I ended up moving in with them and growing my garden to become a farm. Within about a year and a half from that point. So I got the bug, I started growing really a big garden, and then I heard about CSAs from my sister who lived in Burlington, Vermont, and was just in the know on things like that. And she gave me a book on CSAs, and I was like, I love this concept so much. I think community supported can really help people take charge of their health and their diets. And if they took charge of their health, maybe they wouldn't have to be taking so many pharmaceuticals, and maybe then society, you know, would have more self-power instead of relying on all of these products. And it just felt so meaningful that I dove headfirst and started a farm. By the time that I started the farm, I had two children, both under age two. And I just started with a 12-person CSA and grew from there.
That's really incredible. I love that that it started with yourself and like your own journey. So you talked about like health a little bit in what you were saying. And you know, like this is a podcast about healing. So I like wonder if like, how do you think about healing in your work, like in the work of organic farming?
Oh, definitely. I think about it healing in terms of people eating more vegetables specifically. Organic vegetables, absolutely. But I really want people to eat more vegetables. I think it is one of the main things that we can easily do in society. It's delicious and it'll help your body and therefore your mind. And, you know, I think that eating vegetables is super critical. I hear all the time from new CSA members who come to us because they're on a journey to eat more vegetables, or maybe they got a diagnosis and are ill and need to have a lifestyle change in order to heal. And so they come to us because it's a commitment to vegetables, and they want to have this lifestyle shift. So yes, eating more vegetables is one of the main ways that I see healing, and it's so obvious. But as organic farmers, we focus first and foremost on the earth and the soil. The soil in the United States has been horribly mistreated over the past couple hundred years. People are focused on creating a cash crop for now, extracting from the earth, instead of giving back to it. The ironic thing is, I guess, that if you keep extracting, there's nothing left for it to give. And so our soils become, you know, unable to give anymore if we don't focus on adding health to them as well, instead of just taking. So organic farmers focus on building the soil through organic matter, whether that's by adding compost or by growing cover crops on the farm, rotating the crops, so not just growing corn, you know, on the same plot every year. Maybe we'll grow corn on one spot one year, and then we'll grow a cover crop, and then we'll grow broccoli on that. So rotating what vegetables are grown where is hugely important. So we focus on soil health, and by focusing on soil health, we can get more nutrient-dense vegetables. And by eating more nutrient-dense food, we are feeding a microbiome inside ourselves that can be more resilient to the challenges that our bodies face, whether it's, you know, a new virus or, you know, whatever we're exposed to, we will be stronger and more resilient at fighting that. And that all starts for me by feeding the soil.
Yeah. We watched that documentary recently. I can't think of the name of it. Have you seen it on Netflix? It's about soil.
I have not. I don't watch much.
Yeah. It's called The Need to Grow. I would highly recommend that to listeners who are like more interested, who are interested to like learn more, because that was so fascinating. And, as a result, my daughter has started a seed library and like a garden club at school, which is
awesome.
Probably also influenced or inspired by her time coming to the CSA. So, yeah. So you said that you like are self-taught. How did you learn how to become an organic farmer?
That's a great question. I learned from experience. I learned from gardening, trial and error. I learned from books. I read a ton of books in the beginning, and I still do, to gain wisdom from folks who were farming at the scale and in the type of ways that I wanted to farm. Likewise, I sought mentors of folks who were doing what I wanted to do. And I have gone through many different mentors, actually. And I have mentors in farming and like how to grow vegetables, as in mechanics and in running a business. And I think that it's really important to, it's hugely important for me to have mentors and just to have them in different facets. I see them as sort of coaches that I can call, and, you know, a cheerleading squad, if you will, and sometimes just a dose of honesty or, you know, what you need to hear. And so I could go and see their farms too, or, you know, their businesses or, their engines or whatever it is, so that I can get that real experience of seeing how they do things. And I took some classes too. I always work on continuing my education in however many ways I can. I think that it's a pun to say that I'm always growing, but it's true. It's the biggest, most important thing to me. I want to grow myself so that I can grow better for my community.
I love that. I have this idea in my mind of like, maybe there's like a listener out there who's like, I want to do that too. And it would be amazing if people listening, all decided to quit their jobs and become organic farmers. I think that would probably heal a lot of problems in the earth. But in the meantime, do you have any like suggestions or like tips for like smaller things that people can do, you know, like either like types of vegetables that you recommend or ways that we can like contribute to like soil health, like just like on a small scale?
Definitely eat more kale. but not just kale.
Why kale?
Not just kale, but greens. I think greens are one of the vegetables that people in this society in particular struggle with the most, and they're one of the most important for our bodies. Eating greens feels so good. Whenever you do it, it just feels, whether it's an arugula salad or a kale saute or a Swiss chard dish, I think it's hugely important to eat your greens. A lot of people think that they're eating vegetables when they're really eating the fruits of the world. They're eating tomatoes and peppers and cucumbers, but the real vegetables, the roots and the leaves that grow, are extremely healthy for you. And they really can transform the way that you relate to vegetables and feel as a person. But some small things that people can do besides eating more greens, and that's on a personal level, or a family level, whoever you feed. I really encourage people not to rake their leaves.
I love that suggestion.
Don't rake your leaves. And really don't try to have a lawn that's only grass. Let the clover live. Let the dandelions be. Dandelions are an important food source for bees, and spraying for them or pulling them all up is harmful to the local environmental system. And it's not just honeybees, but it's the local pollinators, that the native pollinators that we have here that are hugely important to our ecosystem. Instead of raking leaves, just mulch them in. You could rake them to your garden or to around the trees that you have, but you can just run a mower over them and mulch them. That's one very small but easy way that you can add organic matter to your own lawn, but also rethink the lawn. You know, can it just be wildflowers? And that would be even more beneficial.
That would be really pretty too.
So pretty.
Okay. So how can people find you, follow you, and support your work?
We are across Maryland and in DC. So if you're in that area, you can eat in restaurants, support restaurants that buy food from local farms. Not all restaurants do. And ones that name the farms that they buy from, that's even better than ones that just say, oh yeah, we buy local, because it's a lot easier to say that. But there's a lot of really incredible chefs that need your support, especially now as they recover from all of the COVID closures and restrictions that they've had to deal with. They need continued support, and they are a big way that organic growers all around the Delmarva region make money. You can also join our CSA. We do home delivery and have a myriad of pickup locations all in the greater Baltimore region and the Frederick area, including at our farm in Woodsboro, Maryland, and in and around DC. You can also join our listserv and follow us on social media. So we send out regular, semi-regular newsletter. It's not too annoying, I promise. That includes that includes things like which restaurants to go to because they are supporting us. So little ways that you can improve your garden. We also sell organic transplants for gardeners, and we're really expanding on that in 2021. So we'll have all of the seedlings for your spring garden, but also ones for your fall garden. And we're going to even have some winter garden plants too, for the real homesteader. And so you can follow us at Moon Valley Farm on Instagram, and you can search that up in Facebook, and join our e-newsletter by visiting our website, www.moonvalleyfarm.net.
Awesome. I like to ask everyone this, but how would you define healing?
I would define healing. That's a tough one. As really getting to the root of the problem, or starting at the root of health. It doesn't have to start at a problem. It can start at a solution too. And for me, in my body, I've found that part of the solution and the journey to health for me is including live foods in my diet. So I focus on eating kimchi or sauerkraut or kombucha or fermented hot sauces with most of my meals. And by eating a lot of vegetables, especially leafy greens, that's how my body feels the healthiest. So it doesn't mean you need to be perfect, but just having a diet full of vegetables and including live foods really heals for me. And I think that if you heal your body first, then you'll be able to give to other people and help heal them. I think that I do a better job at healing the soils on my farm if I feel good myself. And so I don't think that we should view self-care in terms of health as selfish. I think it's actually selfless, because by focusing on your own health, then you can spread health to others as well.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I love that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for doing this. This is really great.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening. You can learn more about Emma and Moon Valley Farm by clicking the links in the show notes. A transcript of this episode can be found on the website, timetohealpodcast.wordpress.com. A Braille version is available upon request. Thank you to my very talented friend, Jesse Blake Rundle, for his gorgeous music. You can listen to his album, Radishes and Flowers, on Spotify or Bandcamp. And thank you, as always, to my dear and talented friend, Erin Drew, who helps produce this podcast. Check out her company, On Brand Voice, for innovative voiceover and copywriting solutions. Please subscribe to this podcast to get alerts about new episodes. We have a newsletter which you can sign up for on the website. You can also follow the pod on Instagram or Twitter under the handle Time to Heal Podcast. We also have a Facebook group where you can connect with a community of listeners. Emma will be moderating the page this week, so head on over with your burning questions. Finally, if you are struggling to grow, this is your time to heal. As the immense